Welcome to the podcast, Move Forth with Grace. We will be reading the whole Bible in the year 2024. This is such a perfect way to get into God's Word each day and to develop your own relationship with God our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Angela, and want to first of all say that I am not an expert in theology or church history or a minister, and I never will claim to be. I am a wife and mother who has been reborn and want to be of service to God in gratitude for calling me back home. Welcome to the podcast. The Bible that I will be reading from is the One-Year Bible. It is a New Living Translation, and you can find one at www.tyndale.com. This episode is brought to you by the Move Forth brand. It encompasses freedom, health, and God's grace. We are created in God's image perfectly and fearfully and wonderfully. There is nothing that we can do or need to do to earn His grace. He simply gives it to us. I am certified in health and life coaching, but no longer practice. However, I have health tips and resources, products that I love and use, homeschool tips and merchandise available on my website, and that is www.move-forth.com. One of my favorite products on my website and that I use each day are stem cell activation patches. Stem cell therapy can be very costly and can produce results that are short-lived, which is why these patches are so brilliant and they're not considered to be stem cell therapy. They actually activate our own body's production of stem cells and support our health and well-being, all while optimizing our immune system. You can check those out on my website as well, www.move-forth.com. Thank you for being here. Thank you for becoming less like you and more like Jesus. May you move forth with grace today. All right. Well, today is day 94, and we're going to be reading Deuteronomy 26:1 through 27:26, Luke 10:38 through 11:13, Psalm 76:1 through 12, and Proverbs 12:15 through 17. And just real quick, I was kind of thinking about it because I do it by day number, and the 1 year Bible, it does it by date. So the reason why I don't necessarily say the date is because I just want people to be able to kind of pick this up when they would like to, not feel if they see a date, they might be like, oh gosh, I'm so far behind. Because typically, you know, it's like you start reading the Bible at the beginning of the year, but I'd like to just kind of shake that up a little bit and not make you feel like you're missing something or you're behind. You can always jump in whatever day it is, whatever day it says, and just get started at that time. So that's the reason why I do it that way. But yeah, just wanted to go ahead and explain that. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and begin with our prayer today. Father, thank you so much for this time in your word and in your presence. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance today and each day. We thank you for all of your blessings. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Deuteronomy 26:1 through 27:26. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there, put some of the first produce from each crop you harvest into a basket and bring it to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. Go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, "With this gift I acknowledge to the Lord your God that I have entered the land he swore to our ancestors he would give us." The priest will then take the basket from your hand and set it before the altar of the Lord your God. You must then say in the presence of the Lord your God, "My ancestor Jacob was a wandering Aramean who went to live as a foreigner in Egypt. His family arrived, few in number, but in Egypt they became a large and mighty nation. When the Egyptians oppressed and humiliated us by making us their slaves, we cried out to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard our cries and saw our hardship, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and powerful arm, with overwhelming terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. And now, O Lord, I have brought you the first portion of the harvest you have given me from the ground. Then place the produce before the Lord your God and bow to the ground in worship before him. Afterward, you may go and celebrate because of all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. Remember to include the Levites and the foreigners living among you in the celebration. Every third year, you must offer a special tithe of your crops. In this year of this special tithe, you must give your tithes to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, so that they will have enough to eat in your towns. Then you must declare in the presence of the Lord your God, I have taken the sacred gift from my house and have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, just as you commanded me. I have not violated or forgotten any of your commands. I have not eaten any of it while in mourning. I have not handled it while I was ceremonially unclean, and I have not offered any of it to the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God and have done everything you commanded me. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to your ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Today, the Lord your God has commanded you to obey all these decrees and regulations, so be careful to obey them wholeheartedly. You have declared today that the Lord is your God, and you have promised to walk in his ways and to obey his decrees, commands, and regulations, and to do everything he tells you. The Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own special treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey all his commands. And if you do, he will set you high above all the other nations he has made. Then you will receive praise, honor, and renown. You will be a nation that is holy to the Lord your God, just as he promised. Then Moses and the leaders of Israel gave this charge to the people. Obey all these commands that I am giving you today. When you cross the Jordan River and enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write the whole body of instruction on them when you cross the river to enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. When you cross the Jordan, set up these stones at Mount Ebal and coat them with plaster as I am commanding you today. Then build an altar there to the Lord your God, using natural uncut stones. You must not shape the stones with an iron tool. Build the altar of uncut stones and use it to offer burnt offerings to the Lord your God. Also sacrifice peace offerings on it and celebrate by feasting there before the Lord your God. You must clearly write all these instructions on the stones coated with plaster. Then Moses and the Levitical priest addressed all Israel as follows. O Israel, be quiet and listen. Today you have become the people of the Lord your God. So you must obey the Lord your God by keeping all these commands and decrees that I am giving you today. That same day, Moses also gave this charge to the people. When you cross the Jordan River, the tribes of Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin must stand on Mount Gerizim to proclaim a blessing over the people. And the tribes of Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali must stand on Mount Ebal to proclaim a curse. Then the Levites will shout out to all the people of Israel. Cursed is anyone who carves or casts an idol and secretly sets it up. These idols, the work of craftsmen, are detestable to the Lord. And all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who dishonors father or mother. And all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who steals property from a neighbor by moving a boundary marker. And all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who leads a blind person astray on the road, and all the men will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who denies justice to foreigners, orphans, or widows, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with one of his father's wives, for he has violated his father, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with an animal, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his sister, whether she is the daughter of his father or his mother. And all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who has sexual intercourse with his mother-in-law, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who attacks a neighbor in secret, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who accepts payment to kill an innocent person, and all the people will reply, Amen. Cursed is anyone who does not affirm and obey the terms of these instructions, and all the people will reply, Amen. Luke 10:38-11:13. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken from her." Once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your holy name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't lead us to temptation." Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Psalm 76, 1-12. For the choir director, a psalm of Asaph, a song to be accompanied by stringed instruments. God is honored in Judah. His name is great in Israel. Jerusalem is where he lives. Mount Zion is his home. There he has broken the fiery arrows of the enemy, the shield and swords and weapons of war. "You are glorious and more majestic than the everlasting mountains. Our boldest enemies have been plundered. They lie before us in the sleep of death. No warrior could lift a hand against us. At the blast of your breath, O God of Jacob, their horses and chariots lay still. No wonder you are greatly feared. Who can stand before you when your anger explodes? From heaven you sentenced your enemies. The earth trembled and stood silent before you. You stand up to judge those who do evil, O God, and to rescue the oppressed of the earth. Human defiance only enhances your glory, for you use it as a weapon. Make vows to the Lord your God and keep them. Let everyone bring tribute to the Awesome One, for he breaks the pride of princes, and the kings of the earth fear him." Proverbs 12:15-17. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. An honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. And that concludes our reading time. Let's go ahead and see what we have in the companion today. It looks like we have a question and answer for each passage today. So let's go ahead and see what it says. All right. Well, Deuteronomy 26:19. What does it mean that Israel would be set, quote, high above all nations? If Israel obeyed God and kept his commandments, God would make it high above all nations, and the Israelites would be a holy people to him. High above all nations implies that God would accept the Israelites, their friends would admire them, and their enemies would envy them. As holy unto God, they would be separated unto him, devoted to him, and rightly employed in the divine service. In Deuteronomy 27:11-26, why did Moses instruct the 12 tribes to stand on 2 mountains and charge the Levites to pronounce 12 curses? Once Israel has entered the land, the covenant must be publicly renewed and accepted by oral testimony. 6 of the tribes were to be stationed at Mount Ebal and the other 6 on Mount Gerizim. The 6 on Mount Gerizim were children of Leah and Rachel. The other 6 were children of the bondwomen. Curses were to be declared as judgment against those things that were prohibited, and the Israelites were to shout, "Amen." By this, Israel acknowledged the equity of the curse and promised they would not do what was prohibited. Their assent would make any disobedience their own fault, and any judgment that followed would be what they deserved. Over in our psalm today, Psalm 76:10, how can wrath bring praise to God? Hostility to God and his people gives God the opportunity to do great deeds. For example, the Pharaoh of Egypt refused to free the Hebrew slaves in Exodus 5:1-2, and thus allowed God to work mighty miracles for his people in Exodus 11:9. God turns the tables on evildoers and brings glory to himself from the foolishness of those who deny him or revolt against him. God's wrath, expressed in judgment, brings praise from those who have been delivered. And over in Proverbs 12:16, what does a prudent man covereth shame mean? This is from the King James Version. This has also been translated, the prudent ignore an insult. A person who has been insulted by a fool should not pick up the insult, for the insult will do no harm, but anger, resentment, and heat will do what the insult in itself could not do. And I think it said in our translation today, will remain calm. I'll double check. Let's see. It says, but a wise person stays calm when insulted. So the insult necessarily isn't what will hurt you, as it just explained here. It's the anger, resentment, and the heat of the insult itself. That we create is what harms us in the long run. So that's a good and wise practice for each of us, because people are going to think things, they're going to say things to us, and what we do with that is up to us, and how we protect our hearts, how we protect our minds is up to us as well. And yeah, so God gives us all of the instructions, all the equipment, all of the everything for us to protect our hearts at all costs. That is also in Proverbs as well. I'm forgetting what verse number, but we are called to protect our hearts at all costs, and we are called to use our words wisely, because they either speak life or death. And we are called to renew our minds in Christ and to focus on God's promises rather than the worries of our own worlds, like around us, our own families and relationships and homes and our lives. And also, we are not supposed to be consumed with the worries and cares of the world. So it is up to us to use our mind wisely. And so insults from other people, we can just take a breath and move away from it as quickly as possible. If we get upset, if we get angry, just to move away from that anger and resentment as quickly as we can, and to forgive. Easier said than done, right? Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and end with our prayer today. Father, we just thank you for giving us everything that we could need to be healthy, to have peace in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls, and also to uplift our spirits. Father, we just thank you, and we just pray that we can rely upon your promises, your word, and that we can put aside our own ways of thinking, especially if it's something like a misunderstanding with someone, maybe a challenge within a relationship that we have that's important to us. Maybe people have insulted us in some way or have hurt our feelings. Father, we just pray that we can come to you, that we can remember that others' words and insults cannot hurt us. It's actually how we think about them and we feel about them, Father, and you give us all the tools to let all of those things go and to focus on your goodness and your faithful promises. We pray that we can do that today and each day. And we just thank you We thank you for sending Jesus to save us all. Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. We need you each and every day, and help us to remember that each and every day. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.